As we've said already, this is the portion of Scripture that means so much to so many people. Psalm 23 has been the means of blessing to multitudes of people down throughout the centuries. If you stand at a graveyard where a funeral service is taking place, more than not you'll hear the words of Psalm 23 ringing out across the graveyard. Psalm 23, to me, is that lovely, lovely portion of Scripture that brings warmth and hope and joy and gladness to the heart. Now, the psalmist David, he employed the figure of a shepherd as he sits down to recall the blessings that he had enjoyed in his life from the Lord. You see, for David, this was a very appropriate metaphor to take. David had all the skills of a shepherd. The reason being, he was a tender of sheep. He was a man who knew all the language. He was a man who knew all the skills that it took to be a good shepherd, because he had lived the experience. Now, as David penned this psalm, you will find that it is towards the end of his life. I can almost picture him. His strength is beginning to fail. His eyes are beginning to dim. And as he sits down, his mind begins to wander back in time. His mind begins to wander over his past life, because he speaks of all of the days of my life. And David ponders about all the things that he has accomplished in that lifetime, and they were many. He had fought many, many battles, and he had enjoyed many, many victories. But the outstanding thing in this man's life was this: David never, never forgot his days as a shepherd. Now, as we look at the psalm, you will find very simply that the first four verses of this wonderful portion of Scripture, that the Lord is the leader. The Lord is giving the lead. Dear Christian, let me say this from the very commencement of our preaching this morning. Blessings will only come from the Lord when He is leading and when we are willing to follow. Oh my, there are such blessings to be enjoyed from the Lord for the child of God. Such blessings. Of course, there is the blessing of spiritual nourishment. And we all need the nourishment, don't we? And this man speaks here about the green pastures, and he speaks about the still waters. You see, the shepherd leads his sheep to water, and the shepherd leads the sheep to fresh grass. But the sheep had to be willing to follow the shepherd's voice. Now, when we are needing nourishment in our Christian walk, we must always be willing to follow. We must always be willing to follow the Lord as He leads, or we will become spiritually weak Christians. Dear friends, the Christian who willingly follows the Lord will never, never, never lack spiritual nourishment. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? A wonderful blessing. Of course, there is also the blessing of spiritual restoration, because he speaks again about being restored. And that word restored simply means to turn back or to bring back. It carries the idea of the shepherd who brings back a wandering sheep. And again, how we need the good shepherd to lead us to restoration, to lead us to refreshing. We all need that in our lives from time to time. You see, the Lord leading provides forgiveness and it provides peace to our souls. When we stray, when we wander off, thank God He will come and He brings us back and He forgives us. What a blessing. What a blessing, spiritual restoration. Because he also speaks of the blessing of guidance. And there's so many blessings in Psalm 23. There's the blessing of guidance. And you know, friends, when the Lord leads, when the good shepherd leads, he always leads the right way. He never, never leads you the wrong way. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. You see, our shepherd knows the right way in leading the sheep back home. You know, the Lord loses none of his sheep. Some people have that puny idea about being saved today and they're not too sure about tomorrow. Well, I thank God I'm sure about tomorrow. Because my Savior has guaranteed me that I will never, never slip from his hands. Friends, the Lord loses none of his sheep, but he guides us in the right way while we are waiting for him to come to take us home. Why? Why does he do that? The answer is very simple. It's because of his reputation, his great reputation. It's for his name's sake. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? The blessing of spiritual guidance. But then he goes on and he talks about the blessing of protection. And of course, sheep always needed protection. When the sheep found itself in the valley of deep darkness, you see, the sheep, for some reason or other, he did not fear. And the reason he did not fear was because the shepherd was with him. And dear Christian friend, when we find ourselves in that deepest darkness of despair, when we find ourselves in dark defeat, when we find ourselves living in dread, and when we're facing even death, listen, he, the good shepherd, will be with us. And he will deliver us. Why? Because he cares. We have someone today who really cares. Again, in the psalm, it mentions the rod and it mentions the staff. This great equipment that the shepherd always brought to good use and made good use of. He used it to protect the sheep. The rod was used for correction and the staff was used for direction. You see, sometimes the Lord has to correct us before he can direct us. It's not right, parents, even with the children. Scripture says, spare not the rod. But sometimes even the children, we have to correct them before we can direct them. You grandparents, you know what it's like when the grandchildren come. They just think they can take over the home and do whatever they want, don't they? But sometimes you have to get them and you have to pull them to the one side and point the finger at them and say, no, no, that's not what you do. You're not allowed to do that. And then you show them the right way. You have to correct them before you can direct them. And friends, the Lord has to do that with us from time to time. You know, the thing that thrills my heart today is this. Christians are never in situations that the Lord is not aware of. Did you know that? We are never in a situation that the Lord is not aware of. God cares for you. God cares for his people. But the devil doesn't care. The devil does not care about you. And that's why John's Gospel tells us that the hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. Dear friends, in Bethany Free Presbyterian Church today, we seem to be living in a world that cares nothing about us. The world cares nothing about the Christian. It has proved it in days gone by. You've only to look at the gay parade that took place a few weeks ago. And the Christian was trampled on while they were given the high place, the high ground. This world cares nothing about us. We are no more than a number in a system, and no one seems to care. It looks like that, doesn't it? They care nothing about our families. And the world cares nothing about your finances. The world cares nothing about your feelings. Oh, don't hurt the poor other people. What about the Christian? You'll be trampled on. And we are being trampled on. The world cares nothing about our interests, about our influences, about our ideas. Nobody seems to care. But I'm glad this morning I have a message of joy for your heart. Though there may maybe not one in this world who seems to care, I'm glad that we have a God who cares. And that's what David is reminding us about in this psalm. Even though no one else seems to care, we have a God, we have a shepherd, and he cares for us. This Psalm 23 is filled to overflowing with the grace of God. The marvelous grace of God just oozes from this psalm. And it is that grace that I want to look at this morning for a few moments. And you can look at it no matter what part of the portion you look at. It's all about the grace of God. It starts off with "the Lord is my shepherd." My, why is the Lord your shepherd? Because of his grace. By the grace of God, he is my shepherd today. And then it finishes, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." By the grace of God, friends, one day we as Christians, we will dwell in God's house forevermore. Isn't that a blessing? What grace? And that grace just flows right throughout this whole psalm. But just for a few moments this morning, I want to lift out three words. Three words that really give to us God's marvelous grace. And I trust they'll be a blessing to your heart today. The first word I want to look at this morning is that word "maketh." Now, the word "maketh" here is a work of grace. "Maketh" is a work of grace. Look what it says. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Now that means just simply to bring about or to prepare for use. That's like the making of a bed. Now us men, we wouldn't know very much about that. We'd hardly know what end to put the pillows to. But it's the same sort of thought. It's preparing something. You see, the shepherd knows that his sheep, they need rest. His sheep, they need food. And before a sheep will lie down, we're told, he has to feel perfectly safe. Must feel safe. And again, we are told that while a sheep is resting, and while a sheep is eating his food, it is then his wool is thickening. His wool is growing. Now, friends, the Lord knows that we, his sheep, we do need rest, don't we? And we do need refreshing. And he knows that before we can digest the word of God, we have to be assured of his presence and that he cares for us and that he is watching over us. He maketh us to lie down. Isn't that wonderful? He makes us perfectly safe. We can trust him and trust him for his wonderful care. Dear friends, how tired we do get in this old life. When we struggle, and when we fight, and when we contend with the problems of the world. But I'm glad this morning that God knows all about our struggles. And God this morning invites us to come to him with all of those struggles. To come to him with all of those burdens. To come to him with all of those worries and all of those cares. And he says to you and he says to me this morning, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Are you burdened this morning, Christian? Is your heart heavy today, child of God? Bring your burden to the Lord. You know, how often, let's be honest with each other today, how often have we proved him in the times of troubles in our lives? Haven't we? Haven't we proved God's grace when He has made us to lie down in comfort through our troubled times of life? Friends, it is a work of God's grace when He brings us about, and when He brings us about to find rest in those times and good times of refreshments. My, what grace! He maketh me to lie down. He maketh a work of grace. But the second word I want you to consider for a few moments is this. It's the word restoreth. Restoreth is a work of grace. Now, restoreth, again, we've already touched on it. It means to bring back or to turn back. It suggests a bringing back of something that has wandered away and has gone astray. That's the simple meaning that is implied here in this verse of Scripture. You know, friends, I can almost see the wandering sheep, can't you? As he wanders away in his own, and suddenly he finds himself out in the darkness, he finds himself out in the cold, he finds himself out in the wilderness, he finds himself out living in fear. Now, while the shepherd may indeed restore health to his sick sheep, and he does, and he gives strength to the weak sheep, but here the shepherd's primary duty was to restore and bring back the sheep from its wandering and its going astray. And friends, when you and I stray, and when you and I wander away from God, it is only an act of God's grace when He comes and He brings us back and He turns us back to those paths of righteousness. And if we're honest this morning before the Lord, many of us know what that is like, don't we? And oh, how spot on the old hymn writer got it when he said, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. And prone to leave the God I love." But look at the ministry of this shepherd here as well. It's a personal ministry. You see, take note, he says, it's not he restoreth a soul. It's not he restoreth some soul. But oh, look at the personal thing here. It is he restoreth my soul, indicating the personal attention that the shepherd gives to each and every individual sheep. Friends, God cares about you today as an individual. He cares about you. Sheep are creatures of habit, we are told. They cannot depend on themselves. They are extremely stupid. They have no sense of responsibility. They cannot take care of themselves. They are totally dependent upon the shepherd to lead them and to feed them and to watch over them. We are told that a dog will find its way home. A cat will certainly find its way home. It always does. But we are told that a sheep will wander and wander and wander away, not knowing where it is or where it's going. One commentator said that a sheep was a geographical moron. He hasn't a clue where it is. Not a clue where it is. I'm sure you've heard the story that the farmer who was looking ready to cat. And he asked a friend, "What will I do? I don't want to kill it. What will I do?" He says, "Put it in a bag and take it away into the city and drop it off. You'll have no more trouble with it." So he did that into the heart of the big city, threw the cat out. A few weeks later, he met the man, and the man said to him, "Well, did you get rid of it? Rid of it?" He says, "If I hadn't followed the cat, I'd never get home again." So that was the sense. A cat will make its way home, but a friend, a sheep, will never, never, never find its way home. Friends, we need to be reminded
As Isaiah would remind us this morning, that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. We are like sheep. You see, in our initial state before God, we walked according to the course of this old world. We were walking, we were wandering hopelessly and helplessly in this world without God and without hope. But all we have to thank God this morning that one day our great shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And he restored and reconciled us back to God. But I'm glad the ministry didn't finish at the cross. You see, friends, there is an ongoing ministry of restoration that he performs in our lives. You know, there are many, many times when we do continue to wander and stray from the Lord. There are many times when we do what we call backsliding. We simply have strayed from the Lord and from we know what is right and good. We have all been guilty of that. But oh, what grace there is when our shepherd, by the use of the rod for stubborn sheep and the staff for straying sheep, or the oil for sick sheep, he comes looking for us and he brings us back to himself. He is in the ministry of restoring and bringing us back. What grace. What grace. There are times in our lives when we get out of the will of God. Maybe we become involved in sin, or become involved in something else that has caused us to wander and to stray. And when that happens, there is one of three ways our shepherd will deal with us. He may convict us. And if that fails, he may correct us. And if that fails, he may chastise us. And dear friends, that can surface in so many different ways. It can come through sickness. It can come through perhaps bereavement. It can come through family difficulties and family problems, marital problems, financial hardships. There are so many ways, but we can rest assured that the Lord knows exactly what to do. He knows exactly when to do it. And he knows how to do it to bring us back from our straying. God does not become disgusted nor frustrated with us. Thank God he doesn't. He will convict us, he will correct us, and he will chastise us. And again you'll say, why? Friends, simply because he cares. Because he cares. You know, God desires that we do not stray away. And God desires that we do not wander from the church. And God desires that we do not wander from the prayer meeting. And God desires that we do not wander from reading the Word of God day by day. But when we do, he desires to restore us and to bring us back to himself. Friends, what grace. He restoreth my soul. A work of grace. And the last word I want you to consider is that word leadeth. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, leadeth again is a work of grace. It means to guide or to carry forth or to care about. That's the simplicity of it. It implies here compassion. And it implies concern. You see, he does not drive the sheep, but the shepherd leads the sheep. And if the sheep are to follow, then they have to be led. Notice the link here. And the link here is, he leadeth me. It's all about he and me. The gap between the shepherd and the sheep has been closed. He and me have been brought back together, reconciled back to God. But friends, you must notice that that which links he with me is that word leadeth. He leadeth me. And the reason for that is very simple. It is his responsibility to lead us. It is him that leads us. You know, friends, we have a shepherd today who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows what you're feeling and what you're fighting. And that is why he is able to lead us. He knows where we are going. And the reason why he knows you are going is this. He already has been there. He has been there and has traveled the road before us. You see, friends, there is a course that he has marked out for us. The paths of righteousness. The paths. That's a simple way. Righteousness. That's a going that is right. And you see, friends, these paths of righteousness, they're his paths. They're not ours. They are his paths. Sheep, let me say it again. Sheep, if they're left alone, will follow the same old trail until they become ruts. They will graze the same old hill until they have turned it into a desert place. They will pollute their own ground until it is corrupt with disease and with parasites, we are told. But the shepherd leads them on to better paths, leads them on to better places. You see, friend, it is a deliberate action to take them from one grazing ground to another, where there is better pasture. Simple, isn't it? The Lord our shepherd desires to lead us to better places by the means of his better paths. The paths are not desert. His paths are not in fertile places of the world. They are his paths, his places, and thank God they are free from all error. Can I ask you a very personal, simple, maybe even pertinent question this morning, dear friends? And I'm going to ask it to myself as well. Are we allowing our shepherd to lead us in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake? Are you letting the Lord lead you today? Am I allowing the Lord to lead me this morning? Dear friends, if you're here this morning and you're weary, if you're here today and you're struggling, if you're here this morning and you're fighting with the things of this old world, let me once more leave with you the words of Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Dear child of God, what God does in our lives is always a work of grace. He maketh me, that's a work of grace. He restoreth me, that is a work of grace. And he leadeth me, that is a work of grace. What grace? Isn't God's grace a wonderful thing? Isn't the grace of God a wonderful thing? Maybe there's someone here this morning and you're not saved. I have a good message for you today, and it's a message of grace. If you today are willing to call upon the name of the Lord, to repent of your sin and ask Christ into your heart to be your Savior, I have a message of grace for you today, and it's this. For by grace are you saved through faith. By the grace of God, friends, if you're a backslider, you can be restored. By the grace of God,
children of God, let him lead the way.
By the grace of God, dear friends, if you're not saved, you can be saved today. What grace? The grace of God. And I trust we all know that grace in each one of our lives. May God bless his word to our hearts this morning.